The events in Tunisia have resonated across much of the Arab world. The overthrow of President Ben Ali has inspired democracy activists and worried authoritarian regimes. Protesters have taken to the streets in some Arab capitals, and several men have set themselves on fire, imitating the man whose suicide set off the popular revolt in Tunisia. Ursula Lindsay reports from Cairo that many Arabs are wondering whether what happened in Tunisia will be repeated elsewhere.
Repression, corruption, unemployment, and an entrenched ruling family pushed the Tunisian population to revolt. Those same conditions exist in many other Arab countries, including Egypt, where President Hosni Mubarak has been in power for 29 years. This past weekend, democracy activists held several small demonstrations here in Cairo. Demonstrators chanted, "Tomorrow you'll see the Egyptians." One of the protesters was opposition leader Abdel Halim Andil.
What happened in Tunisia is an inspiring example for change in the Arab world. And change in Egypt doesn't require millions of people. 100,000 Egyptians are enough to end this regime. These regimes are politically dead. The burial ceremony just hasn't taken place yet.
Many other Arab countries, including Egypt, Algeria, Mauritania, Jordan, and Yemen, have experienced unrest and protests over the rising cost of living. But almost no one anticipated what happened in Tunisia. Hisham Qasim is an independent editor and publisher in Cairo. He says it's impossible to predict the tipping point for any Arab country.
Tunisia could just stand out on its own, and nothing happens across the region. Or, before we know it, 5 or 6 countries.
That's the prospect that electrified young people across the Middle East this past weekend. Facebook, Twitter, and blogs were ablaze with messages of support for the Tunisians and predictions that other Arab governments would fall soon. Mohamed Bouazizi, the street vendor whose suicide sparked the Tunisian protests, has become a household name. Bouazizi killed himself last month by setting himself on fire. Egyptian Islamic preacher Yusuf al-Qaradawi said on the Al Jazeera news channel that Muslims should pray for Bouazizi. Qaradawi called him a hero, even though suicide is a sin in Islam. In fact, Bouazizi is inspiring copycats across the region. At least 4 men have attempted to kill themselves in the same way in Algeria in the past week. A man set himself ablaze outside the presidential palace in the Mauritanian capital of Nouakchott. And today, here in Cairo, a man set himself on fire outside the Egyptian parliament. Dr. Khaled Mekin treated the man in Cairo and described his injuries as trivial.
The patient had a very superficial burns affecting the face, the hands, part of the lower limbs. This not more than 5% of his body surface area, and expected to heal within 1 or maximum 2 days. He said that he commits suicide, but actually, if you want to commit suicide, you won't commit suicide by this very trivial action.
But Egyptian blogger Hossein Hamalawi says the authorities are not to be trusted when they make statements about the protester.
The regime is trying to convince the public that Egypt is not Tunisia, and what this man has done this morning by setting himself on fire is a crazy act. And they dub every sort or form of resistance on mentally unstable people.
Some Arab governments seem to be taking more concrete steps to preempt popular anger. They're announcing measures to fight inflation and unemployment. The Arab League has declared its respect for the Tunisian people's will and called for unity among all the forces in the country. Meanwhile, some worry that decades of authoritarianism have left a vacuum in Tunisia and elsewhere in the Middle East that will make a transition to democracy difficult. Publisher Hisham Qasim says there may be no happy endings.
On one hand, what you see is corrupt and incompetent regimes, and the longer they stay in power, the harder the fall is going to be. But again, chaos is scary, it's frightful. And it's a situation where the country's up for grabs.
In Egypt, hundreds of helmeted riot police surround even small demonstrations. The government appears to be firmly in control. Then again, if Tunisia proves anything, it's that appearances can be misleading. For The World, I'm Ursula Lindsay in Cairo.